to have a look at this story that's been floating around for a few days. It's been a little hard to pin down. There are claims that a meeting of docks workers on the Central Coast last Thursday was told that all temporary caseworkers would not have their contracts renewed and that there would be a recruitment freeze in the department. Now, the Public Service Association says this will affect around 100 caseworkers. Well, Steve Turner is the Assistant General Secretary of the Public Sector Association, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Linda.
This meeting on the Central Coast last Thursday, what can you tell us about that?
Yes, a meeting was called of all caseworkers, all workers on the Central Coast last Thursday. They were informed that all temporary contracts, when they come up for renewal, will not be renewed. And more shockingly, they were told that recruitment action within the Department of Community Services would now be frozen and no recruitment action would take place. Both those actions will mean a significant fall in the number of caseworkers working for community services, and it must put kids at risk within the state.
Now, in terms of the caseworkers that were referred to at that meeting, was that basically 100 caseworkers across the state is what we're talking about?
Yeah, we understand there's approximately 100 caseworkers currently in temporary positions across the state. So that will be 100 across the state will be terminated when their contracts come to an end. There's approximately 2,000 caseworkers across the state. So that's 5% of caseworkers in the state will be terminated sometime in upcoming months.
Now, if that is the case, what sort of impact will that have on dock services?
That must have a huge impact. Last year, the Auditor General put a report out about community services. He highlighted with great concern how docks ran at a 20% vacancy rate. That's 20% of the casework positions in docks are not filled at any one time. As I said, 100 temporary jobs will be about 5%, so that will push that number up to 25%. And docks must continually recruit to maintain its current staffing levels. So the moment they stop recruiting, staffing levels, caseworker numbers in the state will plummet. Now, it costs about $50,000 and takes about 4 months to train a caseworker and get them fully functional. So this is about cost cutting, not protecting children in the state, and it will be a disaster for children either notified at risk or those who have been found to be at risk, removed from their families, and these caseworkers monitor them, look after them in their carers, wherever they are, either kinship, foster care, wherever. All of that action will be harder to do. The Auditor General, in finding the 20% vacancy rate, criticised that vacancy rate and said it made it hard for docs to do its job properly. This action will make sure that that becomes even harder.
Now, last year, an Auditor General's report found that 20% of caseworker positions are already vacant. So, could it be the case here that the gap already exists?
The gap already exists. The staff work very hard to try and overcome that and make sure that children are looked after and kids aren't at risk in the state. To increase that number, to increase that vacancy rate, is going to make that extremely harder.
Okay, so just to be clear, you're saying this would be an additional 5% on top of the existing 20%?
Yes, gotcha. And because they stopped recruitment, it means that 25% will continue to rise as well, so it could hit 30 or 35%.
And just back to the meeting last Thursday, who was at that meeting?
All staff from that office, as we understand it. And all staff were upset by this because not only the temporaries whose contracts are not going to be renewed, but the staff who remain were also concerned because they know the pressure that will put on them. This would be like walking into a cancer ward in a hospital and suddenly telling 5% of the nurses you're not going to be here next week, and the nurses who remain going, oh my gosh, how are we going to look after our patients and continue to care for them.
And who were the officials at that meeting passing on the message?
There weren't any officials at that meeting. It was a regional director talking to the regional director's staff of that regional office, but they immediately started talking to people within the office and contacted the union about their concerns.
Mm. I've heard some talk that, that there's a belief that this will mean positions go to non-government bodies in line with some other decision-making in the government.
There's been a push for some time now to move. In fact, Woods did a report arising from a significant child death in the state for docs, as it was known at the time. He recommended that the out-of-home care, that's children removed from their families when they're at risk and put into other care, either foster care or kinship arrangements, etc., should be shifted to the non-government sector, the and the NGOs, And that plan has now been put in place to occur, and the government has announced recently it intends to shift the out-of-home care work to the NGOs. But Woods was always about complementing the work of community services, not shifting the responsibility from government to the NGOs. Secondly, we're concerned because the NGOs do not currently have the capacity to carry all of that work, and they need to be resourced properly for that to that shift to occur.
Right, but if they were resourced properly...
They were resourced properly, and the government in making the announcement said it won't occur until 2018, which is 6 years away, and yet they're already cutting staff and already driving vacancy rates up. So children between now and 2018 in the out-of-home care area will not be looked after properly. And also, because of the drop in those numbers, kids who are notified at risk may not be followed up properly. The minister, if a child is removed from the family, is the person responsible for that child. Community services make sure that the minister's role is looked after properly. This is the government abrogating its responsibility for children at risk.
Okay, and have you seen the Minister Prugoward?
We'll be seeking a meeting with the minister urgently. We'll get a letter off to her first thing this morning. And we'll be seeking that meeting to explain these issues and our concerns as soon as we can.
Okay, lovely. Steve Turner, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.